Let's begin, guys. Let's begin.
Okay, ready? Sir, I'm late. Okay, let's go. I want to begin with the following. We know that on Purim we have many mitzvahs hayom that we have to try to fulfill. So I want to try to talk about at least two today. Let's see how far we get. And that is the mitzvah of Shalach Manis and the mitzvah of the Suda, which is very unique. The mitzvah of Suda is not mentioned beferish in the Pasuk. Shalach Manas is mentioned beferish in the Pasuk in Esther. Okay? Mishloach Manas Ish L'Re'ehu. Use the Lashon of Mishloach Manas Ish L'Re'ehu. If I'm not mistaken, Shalach Manas does not appear in the Mishnayos Maseches Megillah. It appears in a Braisa. And the Gemara says as follows, that there's a Chiyuv, which we're going to read the Gemara in, but I want to preface this whole thing with the following, okay? Because when we look at the Gemara, I want us to be astute to the different approaches that emerge from this mitzvah. The Trumas Hadeshin had a Shiloh. The Trumas Hadeshin is a late Rishon in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. And he writes, he was asked a Shiloh. Many of his tshuvas are very long. This is, I think, one of the shortest tshuvas. Let's get this down, Donnie. You got the packet, too. He was asked, can you send clothes to someone on Purim to fulfill the mitzvah Shalach Manas? And he responds back that you are not b'yotze. Trumas Hadeshin says, you are not b'yotze with begadim. He says, lo yotze. Because he believes that the word mana means food. And he writes that the notion of Shalach Manas, the first possibility I want you to get, is to be facilitate food, latte, ochel, leben adam, kedei, sheyuchal, in order that he can be able to eat food, ochel, kedei sheyuchal lechel, ochel besuda. So they're really like a tag team in the midst of Shalach Manas and the Suda. And therefore, last time I checked, the only thing that eats clothes are moths, not human beings. That's supposed to be a little bit of a joke. So therefore, we find that Lamaisa, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manas with begadim. There are a lot of guys that send people svarim. Some guys even send rabbanim cash. It's a very nice thing. But the bottom line is you're now yotze Shalach Manas. Because mana means food, and that's what the word means, Shalach Manas. So the Trumas Hadeshin says you are absolutely not yotze with begadim. Now, we're going to see, I hope we'll get it all together. If we have time to do it, I want to see, we'll see maybe like 14, 15 nafkaminas between these two approaches. But we haven't yet said the second approach. The mechaber of the song that we sing every Friday night in Davening, Kabbalah Shabbos, of Lecha Dodis was Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, a big tzaddik, a big kadosh, like all the Rishonim and Achronim. And he wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called the Manos HaLevi. Manos HaLevi. Okay? Manos HaLevi.
Because he was a Levi, huh?
I believe so, I'm not sure.
The Krasko Lecha Dodis is Shlomo HaLevi.
Oh, okay, good. Excellent. You're right. Manos HaLevi. And Manos HaLevi wrote a sefer called the Manos HaLevi. And he writes in there, he has a beautiful sefer from Megillah. And he claims that to be Mar B'Sholom, okay? He claims to be Mar B'Sholom, the whole point of Shalach Manas is to create new friendships. Mar B'Sholom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And he develops this beautifully because there was so much machloikisim in Klai Yisrael at that time. Haman picked up on it. He said it's an am mefurad umefuzar bein amin. There's scattered people. They fight. There's machloikisim. There's two guys. There's three shuls. The whole deal. And there are one doesn't hold this guy's heksher. One doesn't hold this guy's eruv. He said this people we can destroy. And therefore, the Chachamim were mesaken specifically a mitzvah to remedy and fix this terrible machlo that existed in Klal Yisrael, this machlokesim. And therefore, Lamaisa, they are masaking Shalach Manas to be Marba Shalom and Am L'Chaver. Therefore, in reality, if a person would send Begadim or cash or Svarim, one might say that you would be Yosef. So what emerges is, I want you to get down, we'll write down here Nafkaminas. Nafkaminas in these two approaches. Number one, I'm just going to write Begadim, Svarim, Begadim, Kesef, all these things would be the first nafkamina we want to mention. Halach l'maisa. Would you be yotze shalach manas with? According to the Trumas Deshin, of course not. You can't eat those things. According to the Manas Halevi, perhaps, yes. You would be yotze. That's number one nafkamina. Number two, a second nafkamina. And I suggest this very strongly. There's always guys on your floor you don't really know. They're acquaintances. I remember when I was in the dorm when your age, I always made an effort to give shalach manas to a guy I really didn't know. It makes a lasting impression on a guy. There's still a guy I met 20 years later, he says he remembered I gave him shalach manas. Is there a notion to give it to an ish chadash, a new man that you really don't know? Is there such a notion? According to the Trumas Hadeshin, of course not. You could give it to your best friend. He's like your brother. Give him food for the Suda. That's fine. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, if he's your best friend, does that foster a new relationship because you gave him a little bit of, you gave him a corned beef sandwich and some wine? Come on.
It can make you closer.
Okay, but in reality, this notion of an Ish Chadash makes much more sense if you hold like who? If you hold like the Manas Halevi. No doubt. Without a doubt. You got this down? That's the second nafkamina I want you to get. Number three right off the bat. And I mentioned the corned beef sandwich and the bottle of wine, which we'll get into Gemara. You give a guy candy and potato chips, can you be yotze the suda with that? The Rambam writes, Beferes and Hilchos Megillah, you need basar. According to many poskim, chicken is not even enough. You need to have meat. It's a din of mishtev. A suda. Oath might not be good enough. And therefore, you need to have corned beef sandwich. You have to make sure you at least give one shalach manas. Give him bread and salami and a bottle of wine. You have to make sure that one shalach manas is food that he can eat for the suda itself. So, ocho, that is roi l'suda. Ocho, she adam, yachol, latseis. You want to give other stuff to other people, that's fine. But at least one guy, Adam Shah, Ocho Shah Adam Yochol Latseis Esasuda. And therefore you have to give a corned beef sandwich and wine to at least one guy. Yes?
Can you invite someone over for the Suda and before the Suda starts, like, give him something from the table and be like, this is my Shalach Manas?
It's got to be food that's royal suda.
No, so let's say you're having a suda, it's a barbecue, and there's hot dogs and a bun and a bottle of wine. And before it starts...
We'll see that in the Gemara. We'll see that in the Gemara. Bli Neder. Could be.
What's the difference between the first nafkamina?
The first nafkamina is... That's true. It has to be food royal. What's the difference? The difference is, Donnie, it's not a big difference, but if you only had one, you would have just thought potato chips and candy is good. I'm highlighting that number three, that it's not going to be good.
What's the first one?
You follow what I'm saying? It's got to be food that is royal lasuda. If you just looked at one, you'd think, oh, any food is good. It's not true. You need food that you'd be royal lasuda with. Okay? That's a very important nafkamina that really comes up. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Another nafkamina that we have that's very fascinating. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes as the Shari Jubal, let's say, Basar Chai, Lifnei Shkia. What's Basar Chai, Lifnei Shkia? Raw meat. You deliver to him right before sunset. He has no time to cook it up and have a suda. If it's the Marbashal, this costs $50. If it's to what? Facilitate food for the suda, it's too late already. Basar Chai, Lifnei Shkia. Number five, a fifth nafkamina that we have between these two approaches, I want you to get. Nuffel la dama, the Shari Tshuva says. You have butterfingers. You're about to give guys shalach manis, and then it slips out of your hands, it falls on the ground, it gets all dirty. Were you yotze shalach manis or not?
According to manos levi, yeah.
Yes, because you tried the best you could. The guy says, don't worry about it. But the stuff's disgusting, I got to throw it out, I can't eat. I was not yotze according to Tshuva's edition. It was nuffel la dama. Excellent. Another nafkin meaning that comes up. Let's say you didn't know the guy, Lomaisa, was diabetic. Or the guy can't eat, you know, he can't eat certain meats. You give him that food. Ochol she'adam azeh lo yachol lechol. Well, you didn't know. He doesn't end up touching it. He couldn't have eaten it for a suda, but he knows you didn't know, so he's very appreciative. This is a lot of money, this meat. And therefore, ochel, she'adam hazeh lo yachol lechol, would you be yotze? According to Manos HaLevi, yes. According to Tshuva's edition, no. That's a sixth nafkin meaning. Number seven. What about lemaisa the following scenario? Yehuda, are you getting all this down? You need a pen? Number seven, nafkamina. Fascinating nafkamina that comes up in the Ksav Sofer. Could you give anonymously? Ilui Shane. Anonymous means Ilui Shane. So if it's to facilitate food for the Suda, why not? But if it's to foster what? If it's to foster peace, no one knows who you are. So again, get this down, Matthew. Number six was you gave food the guy couldn't eat. Number seven is anonymous, Ksav Sofer. If it's anonymous, you're not Yotze fostering peace. No, the guy doesn't know who it is. But you did facilitate food for the Suda. That's a seventh nafkamina that comes off. Okay? Which I want the Icarus to understand the sugya of Ankiz. Number eight. If you think about it, and you want to break down these two approaches out of Sof, the notion of facilitating food for the Suda focuses on the recipient or the giver? Which one?
For the Suda is on the recipient.
Yes, no doubt.
First one's on the giver.
But the Marva Sholem and Ochemer is really on the guy that's giving the food. No? What do you think the accentuate the point, Yonatan, on which one? The Marva Sholem is the noisei. Facilitating food for the Suda is the Mekabel. Reb Zvi Pesach Frank has an amazing shayla. Please get it. You live in Tel Aviv, and your Purim is the 14th. Your friend lives in Yerushalayim, his Purim is on the 15th. You send your friend, you live in Tel Aviv, you send your friend who's in Yerushalayim, a shalach manos will be delivered on the 15th. After your Purim, would you be yotze in the midst of shalach manos? Says Reb Zvi Pesach Frank, it depends on the shayla. Please get it. If you are focusing on facilitating food for the Suda, I did that with another Jew on his Purim. They're from Yotze. But if the mitzvah is to be Mar B'Shalom, Ben Amma Chaver, did I do that on my Purim? No, it was after my Purim. I would not be Yotze.
Who said that's a din in the giver?
Because if you think about it, facilitating food for the Suda is focusing on the Makabel.
No, but I'm saying facilitating Shalom.
Shalom, I'm nice in Shalom. I'm Mar B'Shalom. I'm the one who initiates it. I knock on the guy's door. So let's write this nafkamina. Arba Esrei Adar. Just going to write it like that. You'll write it in your notes completely. Arba Esrei Adar and Chamisha Asar Adar. You know what that means. Would I be Yotz or not? But it really breaks down the two approaches very clearly. Do you focus on the Nisang? Jacob, you getting this all down? Or do you focus on the Makabel? Danny, let's get it clear. You can what? You can say the whole shir over in your shul. This is the eighth Kiddush. Follow me?
Yeah. That was the nine.
That was number eight.
Oh, that was eight.
That was number eight. Okay? So this is a focuses on who is the ik of the Nisan or the Makaba? Number nine. Did you get a chance to see the Ramah in Ilchus Purim? Did you see the Ramah?
Yeah.
Ramah says if I offer a guy Shalach Manos and he's Michael, you're Yotze. Amazing Ramah. Michael. If you hold it to Mar B'Shalom, of course you yotze. If you facilitate food for the Suda, this guy didn't take your food. He didn't do anything. The Ramah's taking that approach, it seems. At least in that din. It's an unbelievable thing.
How
So that's number nine, Lamaisa. Number nine.
Ready?
Yes. What do you say, Yonatan?
Isn't that like a steer with the remarks and the remarks that you can't use begotten?
We're going to see the Ramos Macher for both approaches. Excellent. Did the Ramos say Beferish, you can't say Begadim?
In the Mishnah Berurah said that.
Yeah, but the Ramos, there's another Ramos we're going to see. Ramos holds like both approaches. We're going to see. We're Machmer Ladina for both approaches, guys. When we get to the whole thing. Okay? So you're Meichel. Okay? Are you Meichel or are you Yotze? The Ramos is a Yotze. That only works if you hold Barba Shalom El Chera. I didn't facilitate food for the Suda. Number 10. Let's get it. Number 10. Why is... Now, this is not a nafkemina in the sense... It is a nafkemina in the sense different svaras, but not ladina. Why is there no bracha on shalach manos? I want you to get this. So I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Brachos? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Pirik Yidal, Falachabez. The only time you say a bracha is on what? What's the only time you say a bracha? On Bein Adam L'Makom. On the Mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveru, the Rambam says you never say a bracha. Why? So the Rav Zatzal once said, referentially discussed it too. Let me ask you a question. What's the function of a bracha? The Avudram says there are four categories of brachas. What are the four categories? Birkas Nenin on food. Birkas Mitzvahs, Luluv, Shofar. Birkas Shevach Oda Bracha on thunder and lightning. And Birkas Tefillah. The Avudram says there are four categories of brachas. You got to know them. Everyone always forgets the fourth. The Raman Birk Alf, Lichos Brachas Aloch Alf, compares Birkas Nenin to Birkas HaMitzvahs. What do we say Birkas Nenin is? What does it release? But what is it? In, what does it release? Is it? What is there if you eat food without a bracha?
Mila.
It's called Mila Gezel. Excellent. So what is the bracha? It matters the Isser Mila. Yes? So also the Rav said on a philosophical level, he compares Birkas HaMitzvahs to Birkas Nenin. Why Yehuda? Because philosophically, I take this marker. I shake the lulav. It's like batting practice for me. Right? I'm practicing bunting. I'm practicing this. What sanctifies the act of being a lulav and mitzvah? The bracha. The bracha matters me to confront Hashem to do a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's audacity. It's chutzpah. Just like the bracha's nenin matters the isser of meal and food. The Rav said, because a mitzvah matters me to do mitzvah. Now, many Hasidim have a beautiful minig before every mitzvah they say, Hinini Mukhur Mezuma. The Rodebut and the Rav said, there's no need to do that. The bracha itself is Hinini Mukhur Mezuma. It should ready you. It should focus you. That's the purpose of a bracha.
You've got to be ready to be ready.
So therefore what? Therefore what? You go visit a guy who's sick in the hospital, or a woman, God forbid, or you pay a shiva call, you say a bracha on that? What are they, a chefsa? They're like an eser? You make him feel terrible. It's antithetical to say a bracha beit al chaveru. It should come naturally. You don't need a bracha to ready you. If you need a bracha to ready you, you're in trouble. Oy vavoy lanu. But you should want to naturally do this. But ben adam l'makom, shaking a lulav, how do I concretize that act and sanctify it? Not concretize, sanctify it. The bracha readies me and focuses me. That's why ben adam l'makom means a bracha. Ben adam l'chaveru, it's antithetical to have a bracha. You follow me? So according to the Rambam, why is there no bracha? If I'm a true mesadeshin, it's to facilitate food for the suda. I'm supposed to make sure I help a guy eat a suda. That's ben adam l'chaveru, no bracha. But the Rashba, listen to this, has a different theory. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches. Matthew, let's get it. Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches has a whole tshuva where he's asked why there's no brachas on certain mitzvahs. For example, on a get, God forbid. He says, why is there no bracha on a get? Imagine that. You know what he says? Because most getting are given for the wrong reasons. They made a low plug never to say a bracha. Then he asks, why is there no bracha on Mises Beis Din? Believe it or not, they kill a guy. Why didn't they say a bracha before they kill a guy? Then he gets to, he quotes Yosef Evan Pollard. Why is there no bracha on Stalker? And you know what he says? Because it might be a bracha on Watala because he might not accept the money. See, he doesn't subscribe to the Rambam's theory that every mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru there's no bracha. He goes specifically on specific mitzvahs and says, why is there no bracha? Why is there no bracha on this mitzvah, this mitzvah? So what's the kasha that Rav Agon Rav Sharmer Zatzal asked? Get this down, Matthew. He says, if according to the Ramah, on the Yotzei anyway, when I give Shalach Monos, if he's mochel, then there should have been a bracha. You hear the kasha? Why is no bracha on Shalach Monos? If I'm Yotzei anyway, if he's mochel, then there's no kshash of a bracha of a talb. You hear the kasha? See, according to the Ramam, it's not a problem. It's a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveri, never say a bracha on anyway. So I'm saying the Truma Zadesh would align with the Ramam well. But I want to tell you what Rav Sheinberg said. You know what Rav Sheinberg said? What happened to my... Oh, here it is. What did Rav Sheinberg say? Listen to this. What's the purpose of Shalach Manas Akarim Shalmakabetz? What's the purpose? You got to get this down. I'll write it on the board. What, because of what? Let's write it. Marbashal. That's something that's not tangible. That's a dover shem of mamish. Do you ever say a bracha on something that's not tangible?
No.
Never. What's the raya from the next chag? Beis Yosef says, why don't we say a bracha on bittul chametz? You only say it on the medikin.
Because it's not mamish.
But bittul's where? Where do you do the bittul? In your mind. It's a dover shem of mamish. So even though physically, exactly, even though physically what? We give baskets, we give foods, but that's all the concretize that we want to foster our relationships. The ikar is what? Is the esoteric thing, intangible thing of having a friendship. That's not something you can say a bracha. So I'm going to write it like this. Ein bracha, number one, because they anu l'chaveri, you write that down. That's the Trumas Adesh and the Suda theory. Goes well with the Rambam. And if you hold it like Shalom Alchabetz, I'm going to write Dover She'ein Bo Mamish. So this is a nafkamina regarding Lumbus. It's not a nafkamina Ladina. Everyone agrees there is no bracha on Shalach Monos. Don't get me wrong. But the nafkamina is in Lumbus. Why? What's the Svara why? So this also will count as a nafkamina in Lumbus. Number 10. Is it because it's been on Chavera? Simply, that's what the Rambam will say, like the Chumas Adeshan. It's a facilitated food for the Suda. It's been on Chavera. But if you're of the Rashba's line of thinking, that I don't say a bracha on stalker because it might be a bracha latal, but by Shalach Manasim Yotze anyway if he's Michael. So why is it no bracha? Because it's esoteric. It's a dover shem bo mamish. And you don't say a bracha on bittul chametz, says the Beis Yosef. So that's the svar here. You got that? Chlor, is he? That's number 10 nafkamina. Let's go. Number 11. Let's go. Let's keep working. Was a Shiloh once where a man sent a chicken to a friend for Shalach Manos and Rahmat al Islam, it turned out it was a trefa. Tarnagolas Shenimsa trefa. Couldn't believe it. Tarnagolas Shenimsa trefa. And the man ate it. Shenimsa trefa. Rahmat al Islam. Man, it turned out to be a trefa. Let me give you the exact quote, Lamaisa. Let me give you the exact quote of this Shiloh, which was very, very upsetting when I first saw it. The guy must have felt terrible, Lamaisa. This is in the Sefer Birke Yosef, quoted by the Sefer Bina Svarim, quotes the Birke Yosef, Shalach Manos, right. So this is the Feldman Sefer he wrote. Birke Yosef nistapik im shalach manos lachavero tarnagol so achlo v'nimsis trefa im yatzi dechovasol. So how do you plug it in? What do you say? If you hold it to be marva shalom benam lachavero, then what? Were you yotzi? Of course. I wouldn't have never given a guy a trefa chicken. I fostered peace. But if it's to facilitate food for the suda, you did in aveira. You think you yotzi the suda? Are you Yotze? It's a mitzvah bob aveira. We learned the topic.
Ritzo? Of course,
Perms. Not Yotze. I don't know if it'd be Ritzu, the mice. Ritzu's good. Karbonis, Kapara. Yom Kippur, Kippur. Okay, well, maybe. Because they all stick up there. But you hear what I'm saying? This is a beautiful nafkamina as well. Okay, you follow me?
What's the difference between that and the sixth one?
The sixth one, the mice, is article. This was because, let's say, for medical purposes. This was halachic purposes.
So what's the difference?
I mean, Lamaisa, I'm just pointing out Lamaisa. You might have thought Lamaisa, I mean, you know, he practically didn't end up eating it. He ate this stuff, okay? He ate this stuff. Here he didn't end up eating it. He just couldn't touch it. Here he ate it. So I'm pointing out, it would be a mitzvah bob aveira. Now what about the following? If you fulfill the mitzvah shalach manos b'shutfus, what do you think b'shutfus? Two guys get together. Many mitzvahs you can fulfill with shutfus. Some mitzvahs you can't. Tani, let's get it down. So what do you say? Can you fulfill it b'shutfus? So in the Chuvus Rivavos Ephraim, you know Rivavos Ephraim was? He's a great rav from Memphis. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. Tzatzal. He's a great kohen chelik alf simin tuf nun tes. Sif dalet. He's makel about this. That it would be yotze. But you know what it would depend upon? Plug it in.
Why? You could have...
If you hold it to what? To facilitate food for the Suda, then what?
Yotze.
Then you yotze. But, I mean, if it's a marbashon, you couldn't do it yourself? It's possible to suggest you couldn't do it yourself? You have to do it with shutfis?
You can't just say that you...
Takes away from the marbashon.
No, it's three people friendship.
We'll talk about the shlich. Well, I don't know. Perhaps you could ding zach on this. But Lamais, that would be a good nafkamina, Lamais. I think it's how much money are you spending? You can't do it yourself? Your marba shalom? Oh. Okay, I hear what you're questioning, but it could be like this. This brings us to the following. I want you to get this. The Shabruah discusses the following case of the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Zayin. Amazing. We know that a chassan, when he marries a woman, a colleague gives her the money. But the Gemara is an amazing case. That if the woman gives an Adam Chashev money, and he says, you know what, I want to Makadosh you with the Hana that I'm giving you. She's so happy that this Adam Chashev accepted her gift, that he gave her Hana back. Esoteric Hana. And with Hana's like Kesev, you can Makadosh a woman. Schok Alai, Rakod Lefanai. Right? If she says, you know, I want you to what? I want you to dance in front of me, I want you to say a good joke. So by him dancing, giving a good joke, he's giving her hana, and he's mekadosh her with it. The Gemara says, "Beferish kedusha sama gimel." I think it is aman aleph. It's good. So let me ask you a question: you send shalach manos to an adam chashev. You're so happy he accepted it. He gives you hana back. Is it possible to say, Donnie, please get this down, that he's yotze shalach manos without giving you a thing? Adam chashev. You hear this case? Adam chashev. Is it possible to suggest? Then you be yotzei shalach manos. So what do you say? If it's to facilitate food for the suda, then absolutely what?
No.
Absolutely not. He didn't give me a thing. But if it's to foster a new relationship, he's done that by accepting your shalach manos. Okay, granted, he's getting off the hook real easy. But the bottom line is, he's an adam chashev. If you would give Netanyahu shalach manos, maybe he, the fact that he accepted it, lamaisa, he would what? But it's an Adam Chashev, so it could be, you know, for some, maybe that's not even necessarily a Tamil Chachem. Okay?
So it's not really.
You don't want to, I don't know, he's,
really
that's a pun on words with the accepting gifts, you know. hopefully it won't be, he's a little bit in trouble, hopefully it won't be in trouble much. But Lamaisi Shalach Manos, they would allow, I would imagine. That wouldn't be a problem, because accepting, you know, person, public official cannot accept gifts, right? But if it's for mitzvahs, mistama, they would allow, right? So the Shalach Manos, is it possible to say that Prime Minister Tiara was Yaitse by allowing me to give him the what? Give him the Shalach Manos. Interesting. I want you to get that. That's a very beautiful nafkamina. Adam Chashev. Let's get that down. Okay. Vaitana. Let's take this a step further. And that is, Donnie, you following? You with me? Is it possible to suggest that if you're a wealthy man and someone gives you something that is so simple, you know what? It's like an insult. Here you give a billionaire, you give him a, I don't know, you give him a piece of bread and some, yeah, you give him a piece of bread and a slab of salami, and a one piece of salami. I mean, the guy's a billionaire. You at least give him a steak sandwich. So I'm saying, L'usher, Dover Pushed L'usher. If it's to facilitate food for the suda, well, he could have a suit. I don't care what kind of billionaire he is. But if it's what, Marba Shalom, you're Marba Shalom, don't you know who this guy is? Not that he should be a Balkaiva, but Benzius. You have to be able to what? Fine-tune to who you're giving to. And in the same vein, let's go the other way. Let's say, Adam Usher Sholeah. Dover Pushit. You have this rich guy that what? That gives you something simple? I mean, come on. The recipient, the first thing he's going to think of, you couldn't give me something more Bukovic? I mean, you're a billionaire. Adam Usher Sholeich Dover Pushit. this would be another nafkin mina. You follow what I'm saying? This would be another nafkin mina. So we have 15 nafkin minas on the board now that really accentuate this level, lemaisa. And I'm going to write a 16th to apply halacha lemaisa, okay? That we should really try to fulfill both approaches to the best of our ability. Let's write a 16th. I hope you got to see the Ramah. Ramah writes, you shouldn't give to an almana. Always bother me why he says an almana. It's a woman, even a single woman as well. I guess because an almana you want to give gifts to. I was just thinking that this morning. Because you want to help her out. The Torah says you have to be nice to an almana. Special mitzvah to be nice to an almana. But you're not allowed to give shalach manas to a woman. If you're a man. Lo, ish. You saw that remark? Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Ish lo no saying isha. Why not? Because rechoshesh mlesiv lonos. Now, don't get me wrong now. They say over from Rav David Feinstein's shlita, the great Gaon, that when you're dating a girl, you got to give her gifts. I mean, otherwise, how do you expect to get married? Of course you got to give her gifts. But you don't hand it to her. Put it on the table. You don't hand it to her. Because there's a chashash of sivlonos. What does sivlonos mean? It's a whole sugya in Kedushin Daf Nun, Amud Aleph. That if there are gifts being given from a man to whom rechoshes that he was makadosher in the past, and he's giving her gifts because now this is his wife. So you're not allowed to give shalach manas or almanas to an almana, but almana really is an example of a single woman as well. A married woman would be okay because she's already married. So there's no chashash you married. She's already married. You follow me? Yes, but sivlonos is a thought, is he, that maybe you've been makadosh the woman.
But it's not like it applies to every
each meish leisha,
even if they're married, right?
Meaning it wasn't, well, he says almonah. His lashon was almonah.
Like, therefore, you shouldn't.
Didn't he say now almonah? Yeah. So I think it was a single woman. I think almana was an example of a single woman. I think the reason why I said almana, what simon was it? Tufrei Shadi Beis?
Sadi Hey.
Very good. Dalit. Very good, guys. It says Beferish. I think that was his lashon, no?
But then afterwards,
he says
man
to
man, woman
to woman. He says, Isha Tishlach L'Isha, V'Ish L'Ish, Avalo Bebech, Shal Yavo Ish L'Shloch L'Amana, V'Yavo L'Dei Safa Kedushin.
But it sounds like that's a low plug from every...
That a man shouldn't give to a woman.
Even if she's married or whatever.
Okay, it could be. I hear you. But if the whole reason is Sava Kedushin, that's not shayach by a what? Right. That's not shayach by a married woman. He says, Sava Kedushin, Mishra Rish Yom, Mishra Zeshiv, Lona Shachar Kedushin, like we said. This is gifts after Kedushin. Chashin Hashem and Kedushin, Kfar B'fnei and then well, if she's married, it's not shayach. So, okay, but Lamaisa, let's assume a single woman, and Oman is an example for that. But I want you to get this down. The reason why this Ramal makes sense, guys, is because why? It's again... If it's to facilitate food for the suitor, who cares whether it's a man or a woman you're giving to? But if it's a foster peace, maybe this guy's trying to do more than foster peace. He's trying to marry her.
You know what I'm saying?
And therefore, what, Lamaisa, this din applies very well if it's Mimar B'Shalom. That goes consistent with the Ramah about Mechila, Yonatan. This is both the Ramah. You follow me? Because the Ramah goes consistent with the Ramah.
It doesn't work, Mimar B'Shalom?
Mimar B'Shalom, it does work because you love her so much. You're not just trying to be Mimar B'Shalom, you're trying to marry her. So therefore, we have to be careful about this. Whereas when you talk about what? When you talk about facilitating food for the suda, I mean, come on. Who cares whether it's a man or a woman? You're just trying to give her food for the suda. Woman's got to have the suda just as well as the man. Yes, Adam?
Wouldn't he also have to say Hari Ad and have two witnesses?
But what is the concern? Sivlonos is a concern that they already had gotten married.
The whole point was...
I understand, but we're afraid that maybe they had done that.
I'm saying it wouldn't be an effect if there was no witnesses or you didn't say Hari Ad.
But we're chayshish. We're chayshish. We assume there was Aiden. We just don't have the Aiden around.
So,
but that's what we're...
But if they were engaged, then what's the issue?
Remember we always said, don't confuse Kedushin with engaged.
Yeah.
The issue is that no other guy should try to marry her.
Oh, because everyone...
Yeah, because she already... This guy's giving her gift. Must be he's the guy or chasson. So no other guy wants to be kaddish. He can't. Okay? So that's a concern. I'm saying this concern only works if you hold Mar B'Shalom and Amchavero. If it's a facility for the suit, what are you worried about? Okay, let's go Vayter, number 17. Let's get this. Then we got to get into the Gemara. We got a lot to see and get into the suit. Number 7, it's later, right? Number 17. There's a whole Shiloh, and I hope you saw this in the Ramah. I think it's in the Ramah. Did you see this? It's not here. I think it's in Hilchos Avelis. You're not allowed to send Shalchemos to an Oval. Did you know that? It says in Hilchos Avelis, you're not allowed in your day. You're not allowed to send Shalachmonis. Shaloh, Shaleach. You shouldn't send. Shlo Yishlach, Shalachmonos, Lo'ovel. Why not? Because you're never allowed to greet an Oval. You know, you're not allowed to ask him how he's doing. During Shiva, and some didn't apply to Yibes Chodesh. By you sending Shalach Manas, you're greeting him.
He's no Oyv Avelis.
Good question. We're going to get to it right now. Excellent. Excellent, Yonatan. Very excellent. Yishlach Shalach Manas L'Avel. Now, what's this all about? So Yonatan says, let's think. Is there Avelis on Purim? The three Shitas in Rishon. One Shita says, we do nothing. No Avelis, private and public on Purim. None at all. Okay? The other sheet that says we do everything on Purim, the other extreme, public and private. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalet, Tafrei Sadi Vav, Kol Divrei Avelis Nogim Mechanika B'Purim. Everything. The Ramah says no. It's like Shabbos, the third sheet. What is Shabbos on Shiva? Varm Shibitzinar Noig, private, not public. You can't be with your wife, right? You can't do Rechitza. Private matters, you can't do Talmud Torah. Right, you can only do, you know, Hilchos Avelis or maybe Shnayim Mikra is okay, but not regular Gemara. When I was sitting Shiva for my dad, I gave the regular Shirim in the shul because I thought by not doing that and the draw, not giving the draw should be Avelis before Hesia. Not allowed to do that on Shabbos, right? That's why we kept the regular schedule because it was public, the regular schedule. So what do you do about this? What do you think about Shlo Yishlach, Shalach Manos? What do you think?
Okay, who are the three opinions about the Avelis on Purim?
The Mechaber says, the first sheet I forgot in Rishonim. It's one of the Rishonim says that nothing applies. The second sheet is the Mechaber, everything applies. And the Ramah says it's the middle sheet. Firm Shibitzin or Novik. Okay? Forgot the first. Then, with Beis Yosef, it's one of the sheets of the tour. Clean that or we have to check it for tomorrow. Okay? So, Yishlach Shalach Manas L'Avel. Yes? What does that fit in with? You're greeting the guy. So Yonatan says very astutely, let me ask you a question. On Shabbos, do you greet an Oval or not?
Yeah.
Says in Shulchan Aruch, you greet him, you say good Shabbos. Because if you don't, you say good Shabbos to this guy every Shabbos of your life. All of a sudden he's in Shiva, you don't say Shabbos to him, that's Avelis before Hesia. Yes? So therefore you have to say what? You have to say good Shabbos. So there are some who say that what I wrote on the board is wrong. That you can give Shalach Manas to the Oval. Because the Avelis is only what? Private, exactly. By you not sending him, it becomes public. So therefore, one sheet this says, and the Vushi Esrat says you should send him. But the minig is not to send. Because we don't view that as public. No one's going to really know whether you gave him or not gave him. You give 100 people. So therefore, I want you to get this down. Maybe we could suggest the following. That if it's to facilitate food for the Suda, then you bet your bottom dollar you send it to him. He's an Oval, he's got an Oval mitzvah. But if it's to greet the guy, if it's to foster a peace, you're greeting him! And that depends whether this is considered to be Devarim Shebetzina or not. If it's Devarim Shebetzina, then you can still do it. If it's public, then forget about it. And the meaning is not to send. You send to the rest of the family. You write a note, I'm sending to your wife and kids. I'm not sending to you. You don't write it like that because it makes them feel bad. But you said, I'm sending this to your wife and kids.
Your wife, right? And kids, the exclusion of you.
Yeah, you don't say, yeah, but I don't want to make them feel bad. They don't have to write, you know. But you say to the wife and kids because that thing. But I'm saying this will be, you hear what I'm saying? Get this down. To facilitate food for the Suda, definitely you're going to do it. I don't care if it's an Oval or not. But if it's a Mar B'Shalom, then there's good reason not to. Because why? Because you're greeting him. You're greeting him. So if you're greeting him, also, Yonatan makes great Nakuda. He says, well, that depends. Is Avelis exist on Purim? So it does privately. So the question is this called private or not by not sending it to him? So the meaning is, no, it's not called what? It's not called public. It's called still private. No one's going to know about it if you don't send it. What'd you say?
You're saying they give it to a wife and kids, so it's like, so technically,
they give it to the family. The family. You're up. But she's married, though. Remember, you said a married woman was fine.
You're supposedly saying it's not him, though.
I understand, but a married woman is fine. Say the family. Don't write. You're right. So, instead of the wife and kids, say the family. I'm sending it to the family. They know what that means. That's even better. You don't insult them. You say I'm giving it to the family. What? Go ahead, Matthew. What do you say?
I think it was the Mishnah Berurah quoted that in one of the in this Ramah that we did in Seder about that, like the Magid Avraham has a shita that a married woman, her husband gives Shemishlach Malos for her. And,
yes.
And that counts as like her being
exempted. He's still Kegufo, correct.
Does that mean also that if you give a man, like a husband, Mishlach Malos for his wife, then, like, does he accept it on behalf of her as well?
Yes, that's correct.
So would that theoretically be problematic in the situation of
giving to
a family of an
right?
Because it's theoretically, like, nonetheless, you're still giving it to the guy.
Right, but you want it, that's how you want it, just a family, you know, everyone understands. When you do the family, you're not...
The family is like an entity.
Exactly, correct. So you're doing it to exclude, you know, you're doing it in that manner. So that's the chiddush. So we have on the board how many nafkaminas? 17 nafkaminas. 17 nafkaminas we're looking for, Lamaisa, okay? We have 17 nafkaminas. Now, to set us up now with Pshat and the Gemara, I want to lead to the 18th, and then we see the Pshat and the Gemara. Yes, Izzy, what do you say?
This is only within the first 7 days, or 30 days?
12 months. 12 months. You're not allowed to greet them, yeah.
No.
You can say how you do. You're not allowed to really say directly to them, you know, how are you doing?
What do you say?
You say, you know, is there anything I'd be of help with? Yeah, something like that.
What if an
not allowed to say like Shalom Aleichem to him.
What if an oval smells very bad? Is he allowed to take a shower? They've been
an oval's allowed to take a shower during Shiva because of, we're all Istinists nowadays, says Rav Hankin. Rav Hankin said even during Shiva you can take a shower because we're Istinists. Delicate, we're delicate. So you're allowed to take a shower.
You can't fast 70.
Now listen to this, guys. 18. Let's go to number 18. Let's get it. And then we got to get to the Gemara. Let's go, guys. Then we got to get to the Gemara. What's number 18? Number 18, Nafkaminin, is this very interesting concept. It says, do you it through a shliach? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Binyan Siyan, who says he's mistopic. If you gave it yourself, are you yotzeh? So if you look up the Chu of the Binyan Siyan, no doubt he writes B'dyavad your Yotz if you gave it yourself. But if you look in the Stechem, he quotes three shitas on this topic. What are the three shitas on the topic? One shita says, if you give it yourself, the Yafal Alev says you're not Yotz. One shita says, the Piskei Tshuva says, is that it's better to give it through the Shliach, but B'dyavad if you gave it yourself, you're Yotz. And the third shita says, that L'chachila you should give it yourself because of the famous principle of Mitzvah Bo Yoser, Mivishlucho. You should give it yourself, and the second tier is the shliach. So there really are three shitas. The stechemet collects all three. What'd you say?
The binyan siyan is hard because the mitzvah.
You look in the tshuva though. Mishnah Berurah presents he's mistopic. If you look in the binyan siyan in the maskan, he says you're yotze b'diavad. But the stechemet quotes a shita yafal leg. He says you're not yotze. Give it yourself. Hello.
Yeah, it's a
pal. It's a tremendous kiddush. So I want to highlight this and get this shtick. Rav Scheinberg, Rav Agon Scheinberg Zatzal, in his Sefer, asked the following kasha. There is a topic in Erevin on the Aflamen that says as follows. Chazaka, Shliach, Osa, Shlichuso. What does this klal mean? Chazaka, Shliach, Osa, Shlichuso. What does that klal mean? It means when you appoint a shliach to do something, can you assume that he does it or not? Yes or no? Yes, only on dinim derabanan. We rely on this rock al dinim derabanan. We only rely on this on dinim derabanan. Okay? On a dinim derabanan, you can only assume the shliach did it. Otherwise, on a dinim derabanan, you got to call him up and you got to ask him, did he do it? Now, all the mitzvahs hayom of Purim, are they the Arisa or the Rabbanim? Well, they're mentioned in the Kabbalah. And we always say, Vachol is Balmor, Rebar, Tzaloni.
But we say it's Kabbalah.
Rov Rishonim say it's the Rabbanim. Correct. But let me ask you, according to the Rishon that said it's Kedivei Torah, do we have a minig to call up the Shliach? Did you deliver my Shalach Manos? No one has that minig. You assume he did it. Why don't we call up? If your old Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivei Torah Dami, you can't rely on the Chazaka. So why don't you call him up? What's the answer? So Rav Agon Shimer Zatzal said like this: who's the starting point when it comes to shlichus and kol Torah pula? You are. The Torah's mechadish, you can appoint a shlich to represent you. Shluchus olam kimosam. Who's the starting point? The guy himself. But the Torah says you can acquire a shlich. Who's the starting point when it comes to shalach manas? Who's the starting point?
The receiver.
No, the shliach is the starting point. Mishloach manas Yisrael. Not the giver. And that's an indicator, that's a flag and an indicator that shlichus by shalach manas is not regulated by shlichus and kol Torah kula. It is a different category. Because the starting point is the shliach by shalach manas. But everything else, you're the starting point. I wanted to say, based on that, you could maybe appoint guys that are not kosher for regular shlichus. A goy, maybe. A katan. Those guys are not good for what? Regular shlichus. Those guys are not good for regular shlichus. But maybe for shalach manas, a goy or a katan would be good. Halacha l'maisa. Maybe a katan that's not part of your household, though. Because he might be an extension of you. You understand what I mean? He's somach al shulchan aviv. So I want you to get this down. Shlichus. You got this? So I want to say like this, Yonatan. If it's to what? Facilitate food for the Suda. Of course, if you give yourself, you should be yotzeh. At least for the Yevon, you should be yotzeh. You got this? Get this down. But if you hold this to foster shalom and amul chavero, we believe in the obvious three is good. You know, in secular language, they always say two's fine, three's a crowd. You're never supposed to be like that. When you go do stuff with your friends, you leave a guy out. You should always ask him to come with you, wherever you're going. You don't leave a guy out. Yonatan, no. Izzy's not like that. You're just joking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you have two guys, you have a friend. You leave a third guy out. You don't leave a third guy out. Let's go eat lunch together. You always invite the third guy. The triangular relationship with secular is two fine, three is a crowd. That's a secular. That's Western culture. In Shalach Manas, we want to get a third guy involved. You want to have a shlich to deliver to Shalach Manas. So I want to say like this, even to the degree that's likuva, that if you gave it yourself, maybe you're not yotze. You didn't try to get a third guy involved. Then maybe you're not yotze. You're not being marv Shalom and
Amuchavero. You have to shlich.
Yes, I'm saying not just l'chachil, it's likuva according to certain shittas.
Rebbe.
You're taking Marva Shalom and to an extreme, to the nth degree. Then maybe you're not Yotze. Where if it's just facilitating food for the Suda, would Shlichus be Ma'akev? That's the 18th Nafkamina, guys, that we're writing on the board today.
In
Shalach Mondes, milking the two approaches.
Time, yes.
Learning the longness, the in-depthness.
Rebbe.
Yes, go ahead.
Wouldn't that be a bit problematic for the Manos Halevi?
Why?
Isn't that the same thing as Shutvin?
No, I mean, I spent the money. All he is a delivery man.
Exactly. But say
no.
We're making a relationship. Now it's a three-person relationship. It's the same thing that if I had given it to two people.
No. Shutvis, I mean, you can't spend $10 on your own. You have to split it five and five?
Me and Yonatan are getting
the shliach is just a delivery man.
Me and Yonatan are getting
Yonatan
invites Izzy.
The shliach, is just a delivery man. When you do a b'shutvus, you can't shell out the cash or $10 and give me something. You got to go five and five? Come on. Shlich is a delivery man, on the contrary.
So what?
Based on this, guys, let's see the Gemara now inside. Let's go. Adav Zayin, let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Doesn't the Gemara say ish l'rei, though?
Yes.
So according to what we're saying right now, it should be ish l'rei. Because every time it's like...
No, mishloach is enough. Mishloach manas ish l'rei. Send it to an agent to your friend. That's what mishloach means. You don't have to say that word. It's good kasher, you don't have to say that word. Okay, let's see the Gemara here, guys. Let's go. Zayin Amud Aleph from the bottom. The Mishnah, do you guys have the photocopy? I photocopied it for you, yes? You have it in front of you, Jacob? If I'm not mistaken, it could be that I'm wrong, but I don't remember. I don't know if Shalach Manas appears in the Mishnayos. It's in the Braisa. On Vavim and Beis, it says, if you read the Megillah and Utter Rishon, and they leap the year, you have to read it again in Utter Sheni. And the Mishnah says on Vav and Beis, Ein bein adol rishon al rishen el kriyas megillah matanos levyonim. You follow what I just said? Yes? So what's not in there? Shalach Manas. You have to repeat the kriyas megillah and matanos levyonim you did in adol rishon. You have to repeat it again, and what you did is wrong. And you have to do it again in adol sheni. What about Shalach Manas? So I saw. Okay, that's what this Mishnah says. All the dinim that exist in adol sheni, if you did them adol rishon lamaisa, you'll be yotze except for kriyas megillah and matanos levyonim. You have to do them again. If you do them at a rishon, you're not yotze. What about shalach manas?
What do you think about Sholach Manus? So I want you to get this down. The Rana and the Rif says Beferish and Vavam and Beis Maskel Ella that Sholach Manus is like Matanas of Yonim. They're only knowing another Sheni. If it's a leap year, you got to do it again. And what's the reason that the Mishnah chooses Matanas of Yonim? What's the Chiddush? Because the Chiddush is you shelled out cash once. I have to shell out cash again. Yes, you do. You have to shell out cash again. Sholach Manus, what's a big deal? You can just swap meals. You have to shell out cash again. So that's the reason why Halach Lamaisa. I want you to get. Don't get me wrong. Sholach Manus is included in Matanas of Yonim in that phrase. I didn't photocopy it for you on Vavim and Beis. Let's turn to Zion Amid Aleph. Let's go. Says the Gemara on the bottom. Matanas of Yonim. Does everyone have it? Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned a brisa. Let's see. Don, you with me?
Yeah.
Rav Yosef learned a brisa. What does the brisa say? It says, Tani Rav Yosef, Mishloach Manus Yisrael. Where Perek is it in Esther? Perek Tess. Pasuch of Beis. It says, Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad. U'matanos Lev Yonim. You have to give two Manos L'Ish Echad. U'matanos Lev Yonim. Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. So get this down. Sholach Manos can be fulfilled by giving to rich people. Therefore, you have to give two pieces. Matanos Lev Yonim is died to give, died L'Cholech and Me'em Matanachas. So you have to give what? You have to fulfill Sholach Manos giving two things to one person, whereas Matanos Evyonim, you have to give the two different anim. And the Marsha writes, because the word mana has no shear. You can be yotze with a kolshu. That's why you got to give at least two, because it's so small. But Matana is a shear of Nesina. Therefore, it's enough to give one coin to one ani and one coin to another ani. So we got this chlor, and that's the din. This happens to be against the Ritva. Please get it down, Yosef. The Ritva says that mana means a shir chashiv, whereas matana means a shava pruta, fakert. So, but normally we assume the Marsha says that a mana means a small shir, matana is something more chashiv. Ritva says pum fakert. Okay, but nonetheless, that's the chiddush. Did you guys see the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? Kol amar b'lareim. Harizim shubach. Well said. I'm proud of you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Kol amar b'lareim. Please get it down.
Give more
stuff. What does it mean, Lorraine? To give to more people or more pieces to one guy?
More people,
I believe it is. Kolamar b'lareim. She gives Sholach Manos to many people. Harizim Shubach. Now, did you read Vayitin the Rambam? What happens if you only have enough money to do either or? Matanos Avyonim or Sholach Manos? Which is better?
Matanos
Avyonim. Excellent, Donnie. Well said. Okay, let's continue now. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Rav Yehuda Nisiya, it's later in. Rav Yehuda Nisiya, Shadar Leil Rav Oshia. Rav Yehuda Nisiya said to Rav Oshia, Atma de Igla Tilsa. What does that mean?
He sent him third year.
Third born to the stomach of the cow. The garb of the chamer and a canister, a barrel of wine. Sholach Rav Oshia to Rav Yehuda Nisiya. What did he say back to him? Kiyamta banu rabenu mitzah sholach manos ishtereyu. And what does the Vilna Gaon say? Umatana Sevyonim. What does the Rashi say? What's Rashi? Let's see, Yonatan. Hachi Garsini Kiyam Tabana Rabbeinu Mishloch Manos. Rashi leaves out what? Tatrei Manosik. What does Rashi leave out? Matana Sevyonim. The Vilna Gaon and the Bach say the same thing. They say you are not, you're only Yotze Sholach Manos. What's the Chiddush? Chiddush is the Prechadish that a liquid is just as good. Okay? Wine is just as good. Please get that down. That's the pre-chadish says the chiddush is. So we see beferish, the lamais according to the Rashi, the Bach, and the Gaon, you only fulfilled Sholach Manos in this case. He sent two items to one man. However, I gave you the Rabbeinu Hananel. What does the Rabbeinu Hananel say on the side? Look inside. What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? You guys got it there, no?
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's blotted out. No, it's not blotted out, is it?
No, the Rabbeinu Hananel.
Oh, you have it there, yeah. Sholach Lei. Rabbeinu kiyam tabanu umatana sevyonim. So what does this mean? So the two ways to say this over, I want you to get this. The two ways to say this over according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay? Because it's really quoted to Yushalmi. So I want to say this over like this. Okay? You with me? What he did was the following. The Ritva had this girs as well. You ready? Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya first sent to Rabbi Oshia Yosef the third born calf, but one canister of a barrel of wine. Then he sent to him, you fulfilled for us matanase of Yonim. That's what he said to him at first. Then he sent him again eglatilta, but then he sent him three canisters, three barrels of wine. Then he sent to him, you fulfilled shalach manas. So the first time, this was matanase of Yonim. Why? Because he was a rich man. And it wasn't becovetic to only send him a barrel of wine. So therefore what? Therefore you should have sent him more chashiv. You see what he wrote on the board? So therefore he said, you only yotze what? You only yotze matanase of Yonim. But then when he sent him a second time, three barrels of wine, that was very proper for a wealthy man to receive. And therefore you fulfilled shalach what? You fulfilled shalach manos. So that's what I wrote on the board, that you have to keep in mind who you're giving to.
The giver or the receiver was rich in this case?
The receiver was wealthy, right? The receiver was wealthy. It works both ways, we said, according to that pshat. Yes? Yeah. Does everyone got that? Matthew, got it? That's how the Yushalmi read according to Minchana. There was two versions, there were two stages in which he sent it to him. So therefore it makes sense if you hold Marva Shalom. I mean, he gave a wealthy guy one barrel of wine, come on. You got to give him three barrels of wine. And therefore the first time he gave was Matan Zev Yonim. The second time he gave was what? Was for Shalach Manos. Now there's a second version. What's the second version? Please get this. What's the second version to read the Yushalmi of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Listen to this. And this we could write out as a 19th. How many did I write? 18. This would be a 19th Nafkamina, which is a bit of a Chiddush. Listen to this. The Nevis Chaya had the Girsa, but he said that in the beginning, when Rabboshia sent it to him, they were Anim. You follow me? When Rabboshia, again, who sent it to who, Yosef? Rabbi Yudin Nasiya sent it to Rabboshia, yes? So when they first sent it to him, he was an Ani. You follow me? He was an Ani. This is a completely different shot. And therefore, they didn't have enough food for the Suda. So therefore, when he first sent it to him, it could only be from Matanos of Yonim. Because you cannot be Yotze Shalach Manas. You can only be Yotze Shalach Manas to someone who already has food for the Suda. This is a big twist now. Did you hear what I just said? He says you can only be Yotze Shalach Manas to those who already have food for the Suda. They did not have. So the first time when he sent it was what? First time when he sent it was Yotze what? Matanos Lev Yonim. Then they already had food. Yes? And the Chiddush the first time is going to be Yotze Matanos Lev Yonim, not just with cash, it can be Yotze with food and drink. But now then when he's, and that's why we don't give Shalach Manos, why don't we give Matanos Lev Yonim on Shabbos? The Iker is with money. That's why I don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because people might start giving money. But then when he sent it the second time, yes? When he sent it the second time, what happens? He says, you're Yotze Shalach Manos. Why Yotze Shalach Manos? Because you already have food now. So this is a 19th nafkamina. What I want you to get is that according to the Trumas Hadeshin, it's to facilitate food for the Suda, but not to facilitate, to augment, to make your Suda better. To make your Suda better, guys. Did you hear what I said? So that works well with the Trumas Hadeshin. Please get it. Rak Yotze. Rak Yotze Shalach Manos. Kashir Yeshlo. Kashir. Yeshlo Ochol Lasuda. Please make sure you get these all down. I want to write a Shigal Torah once on this. I've never been able to have. Please write. Please get every one of these down because I want to write up a Shigal Torah about this. I never was able to collect all the 20 nafkaminas. Kasher Yotze Shalach Manos. Kasher Yeshlo Ochol Lasuda. When he already has the recipient has suda because he can augment it. It's like a little bit of a twist of the Trumas Hadeshin. It's to facilitate food for Suda, but facilitate doesn't just mean facilitate. It can be augmented to make it better. But if he has no food for the Suda, what's it then? It's to be Marva Shalom and Achaver, you'd be Yotze, of course. This is the Girsa of the Nefesh Chaya with the Yushalmi, Lamaisa. There's a second way of reading it, Lamaisa, according to Ritva, within Ravina Chananel. According to Rashi, according to who? The Vilna Gaon of the Bach, all your Ravitz and Shalach Manos. What was the Chiddush? The Prichadush, you could give even liquids, yes? But the Chiddush we want to suggest here, guys, is a stunning Chiddush, and that being that what? What's that being? Stunning Chiddush is that Lamaisa, you're only Yotze with the food, you're already Yotze with the Suda. Amazing. Now I have a third way to read the Gemara. What's the third way? The Marashah combines both. He combines both Girsas. Listen to this. First, you fulfill Shalach Manos, Matanos of Yonim. What does Mana mean? Even a Mashu. So he gave two manas to one guy. Mashikin matana means a lashon nesinin. You give a matana to each ani. So what did he do? Reb Yudah sent two big mana gedolos, much more than a shira mana, and he's yitz in the sinin. So Reb Oshia sent to him, shalach manas you fulfilled, and also what? With this shalach manas you also fulfilled matana se avyonim. Because Reb Oshia's b'nei bayis is like a father and a ben. They're considered like two avyonim. They're considered to be like two avyonim. And if they're considered to be like two avyonim, it's like you're yitzu with one big swoop, shalach manas and matana se avyonim. That's what the Marsha wants to be mechadish here in this din. Okay, we got this chlor? Yeah? So what emerges is a 19th nafkemin, based on what we're suggesting. An augmentation. Matthew, are you with this? The augmentation. And how many, you're trying. You're trying, I know you're trying. You always try. So what do you see? Yeah, step on it, step on it. Mamish, step on it. Cover it, cover it. So what do you see?
I don't even know where it is. I
know, I'm proud of you. So what do you got now? Three ways to read the Gemara. What are the three ways to read the Gemara? What are the three ways? Rashi, the Rabbeinu Chanan, the Lagon, take away Matanas of Yonim, you're only on to Shalach Manas. Then the Rabbeinu Chanan, because you show me two ways to read it. One way was to read it, they sent it in two versions. The first way was what? It was Yotze Matanas of Yonim, because it wasn't Bekovedik for him. I mean, it wasn't Bekovedik. I mean, he was a wealthy man, Lamaisa. So a wealthy man, you don't send one guy like that, Lamaisa, not Bekovedik. Then he sent it again, he was Then the other version is they weren't wealthy, they were poor. So first time he sent that they had no food for the Suda, so it was only what? Matan Zevyonin. Because you can only go to Shalach Manas to augment the Suda. Second time they sent it was for what? It was Shalach Manas. That's a new twist in the Trumas Hadeshin. It's not just to facilitate food, it's augmented. But it's Mar B'Shalom, of course he gets. Yeah? Okay, good. Let's go a little bit right now to Gomorrah. There's a lot we got to see, guys. Let's go. Shalach Manas. There also is a chiddush. I think of the Ben Ishchai, the holy tzaddik Ben Ishchai. I think he says you should give it in a basket. I'm sorry, he says if you give it in a basket, it's a problem. Then it's all considered to be one mana because the basket is mitzaref.
No,
like in Hilchos Chala. In Hilchos Chala is a din of sal being mitzaref. The sal, the basket, is mitzaref the different doughs together. So he says, maybe it's improper to give, you should give the two items separate. If you put them in one basket, maybe they morph into one. And it's only mona achas, not shnei manas. Not shnei manas. Unbelievable chiddush. That's all misnomer, guys. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you have to give two things that have two different brachas. That no posik ever says that. It's a misnomer. You could give steak, and you don't have to give potatoes. You give a steak, and it could be have the same bracha. It's not a problem. Okay, let's go fight the Bagmora, guys. Let's go. We got to get to the 20th Nafkimin. Okay, says the Gemara.
What's 19?
But I wrote on the board 19. Someone that was already had, you only yates in the Shalach Manas if you had, only had food already for the Suda. It's a new twist in the Jews. It's not just facilitating, it's augmenting it. But it's a Marvish Shalach, of course you could give without him having food. Okay, let's go. Fight it, guys. You ready? Says the Gemara. Rabba Shadr Leila Mari Bar Mar Biyad Abaye. There it is, Shlichus, guys. There it is, Shlichus. You see it? He sent the Lagavi Mari Bar Mar Biyad Abaye. Yes? See, in the first story, he sent it himself. See how we're trying to analyze it? In the first story, he sent it himself. I want to bring a raya from that Gemara that what? He will not Shlichus Yoytze. No? You hear what I'm saying? The first story? You guys got a medaik in every Gemara. In depth. The Amkis. The first story didn't send a shlichus yoytze. Second story, it seems to say, Harabah shudder le lamari bar mar biyad abaye, malei tiska kaspa. Send him a bag full of dates. Malei kaspa kimcha davshuna. And a cup full of flour of what? Dried up parched flour, parched wheat.
Roasted flour.
Amar le abaye hashtam ramari. Abaye says, what are you doing? You know what he's going to say? Ichak lo malka dahavid dikulim et savre lo nachis. You're a villager, you became the Rosh Yeshiva. And you send me this? You send me this? How could you send me this? You became the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbah, Pumbedisa. Nevertheless, you send me Dvarim Pshutim? What does that highlight? Come on, guys. What does that highlight, Donnie? Yeah, that highlights Benam L'Chavero, right? Mar B'Sholom. It's not proper. And he also gave Musar the other one. Hutter Shutter Ihu. So after what happened, Mari Bar Mar sent the Rabbah, Biyad Abai, Malitaska, the Zangvila. What did he send him? a basket full of ginger, a mole kasa de pilpul aricha, and a cup full of long peppers, sharp. He says, what are you doing? Amar Abaye, hashta amar mar, ana shadu ichuya. Here I send you sweet things, the idu shadu ichurpan, he sends me back sharp things? What's going on here? The same svara. If it's to be mar b'shol min ha-chaver, use your seichel. Use your seichel. It's got to be sweet on both directions. Matthew, you got me? This Gemara is clone-like what I'm saying. What I wrote one of the Naftiminis. It has to be proper and fitting food. That's what Abai was giving Musar about. Couldn't believe it, Lamaisa. What are you doing? To be mar b'sholom b'nam l'chaver. It's not just simply the facility of food. That depends what your status is. Depends what your status is. And also the reciprocal relationship. If a guy, I could write that Nafkimina down as well. Let's write it down. It'll be 20, lead us to 21.
You gotta get to
20. Listen to this. Ocho Shatolui. Totally beyond noisy. Does everyone get that down? Some guy sends you a steak. What do you send him back? What do you send him back?
Potato chips.
You send him back whatever. Yeah, I don't know. You send him a veggie burger. Guy sends you a $50 steak.
No.
Got a veggie burger. Are you kidding me? If it's three marbles, then there's no way you're yotze. If it's to facilitate food for the Suda, he gave you a veggie sandwich. No doubt. Gavalti a veggie sandwich. I want you to be healthy. I'm sending you a veggie sandwich. Yashikoyev. Right? So you see, Ochel Shetolui, write this down. Ochel Shetolui Biad Noisei. You see from the Gemara, Abai says, no way. What are you doing? I sent you sharp stuff, and now you send back to him what? I sent you sweet stuff, you sent me sharp stuff? Come on. It's Mar B'Shalom. You see in the Gemara. Now we based up the approaches. You understand what the pshat is now in the Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Abaye, kinafki be'mar. When Abaye goes out of the house of the Mari Bar Mar, hava savana. He was satiated. So again, Abaye went out of the house of Rabbah. Remember, he was delivering the stuff. Wasn't he delivering the stuff?
Yes.
He ate first by Rabbah, and then he's bringing the stuff. He was so full. Kimat lahasam krivili shisin soin. They brought him 60 plates. The shitin mini kdeira, 60 types of food. Vachlubu shitin plugi, and he ate 60 pieces. Ubishulu basraisa, and the last food have a karelet slikeda roast, pot roast, because it was psachim. 60 was the 63 mesechtan shas, but sometimes it's referred to as shishim too. He learned divrei Torah. The Chassam Sofer said. He wanted to have the last plate. Amar Abaye, Hani Damarinchi, Kafya Ani Veloyada, an Ani who's hungry, he doesn't know it. He's since he's Rago Bakach, he doesn't even feel that he's hungry. He says, I'm so satiated until I was shown an Achino Chachti Leroshirova, you see, until I was hungry, Inami. Another pshat is that you can always find food for dessert. You always can find room for dessert. Rav Chalib Simeshchiach. You can always find food for dessert, and he found the food for dessert. So what does this have to do with Shalach Manas? It's kind of like a tangent. The Chassam Sofer is beautiful. You know, the whole shiloh, how was he able to send him? He's a kohen. You're not allowed to use a kohen to do stuff for you. How is that able to do that? Abai was a kohen. You're the kasha.
Was his grandson?
No. So one pshat is that Rav also was a kohen. So a coin can use another coin. That's one shot. But the other shot is that what? Is that he didn't actually carry it. Another guy went with him. So in other words...
Isn't this the continuation of the story? It's the same characters, more or less. It's
about, I understand, but Abai was a coin. How could you use your shliach to be a... You cannot allow to use a coin.
I don't have a reputation, but maybe just ask if the Gemara is going on a tangent. So I'm saying it's not really a tangent. It's related. It's the same people.
Right. But I'm saying, is there any way that we can... one teretz is that what? They're both Kohanim. Another teretz is a Talmud. If it's a Talmud, even though you're a Kohen, you're allowed to use them. Another teretz is that he didn't really carry it. But you're asking, just a story. Is there any way to relate it, though? I'm saying a little bit more, we can suggest Yonatan. Saying he went through all the mesichtas, he learned everything, he found a little bit more room. So I want to tie it like this. Is that it's simply not just facilitating food for the Suda, but it's much more than that. It's to be Bar B'Sholom Ben Amlechavero, and the truth of the matter is that you have to take time, you have to think about it. If you want to be Bar B'Sholom Ben Amlechavero, try to think about it. Is there any notion to try to think about what my friend liked the best. What does he eat? What is his favorite food? Will this really make a difference in his life? Is there any notion to try to do that? Is there any notion to try to do that in Shalach Manas? To facilitate food for the Suda? No. But if it's to be Marv Shalom Menachemera, maybe there's an inning to try to think about it. And that's what he was trying to think, Lamaisa, when he went there. He was so full, but he was able to find room, Halach Lamaisa. He was able to find room. Even find room for dessert, Lamaisa. And he was able to, you know, relate to. That's why in the Purim Suda you really should give a halacha of Hilchos Pesach. It's at Sli Keter, which is a halacha by Korban Pesach. You can't have any liquids for the Korban Pesach. You should really give over a halacha because it's 30 days before Pesach. You're supposed to do it the Purim Suda halacha about Pesach.
Imre Amos went from his Purim Suda to the base Medrash to study
Hilchos
Pesach.
Oh, very good. But even at the Purim Suda, you should give the Dvar Torah. So what I'm saying is that it's connected. What I'm trying to say is that there's a notion of what you thought you were full, you found food for dessert. In other words, basically what he's saying is that Lamaisi had all these beautiful achila and everything, and there were 60 pieces, and he even ate the plate. It says he even ate the plate. How can he eat the plate? Some restaurants, you know, they put the soup in the bread. Yeah, the bread is like a plate.
Delicious.
He ate the plate itself.
Soup.
Yeah, the guy ate the plate himself. The Amira, he ate the plate himself. So what I'm just trying to say is that you could fine-tune the Suda in a beautiful way to make sure the drives benefit. Okay, this leads us to the next piece. Let's go, guys. Abaye bar Avin, Reb Chanina bar Avin, Mechafis and Desai La'adadi. This is a complicated piece. They swap the meals. So what does this mean? Rashi says as follows. Rashi says they didn't swap the meals, they did a home and home. One year you came over, and the next year I came over. And the Yotze Shalach Manas, both of them. How are you able Yotze Shalach Manas, both of them? It's ridiculous. Poshup Shad. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. How are you Yotze Shalach Manas? You came over to my house. You didn't give me a thing. What's the Chiddush? Right?
The way Rashi understands it, it's loved after Shalach Manas.
Yeah.
I could be thinking about changing the topic now.
Yeah. Well, Beis Yosef says, if that's the case, if you want to tell me that they're sending Levad min Asuda Shalach Manas, so what's the Chiddush? Right?
That's the next piece.
No, but
I'm saying it's related. The next piece is like Chayilish Mitzvah.
Okay, but Lamaisa, this doesn't, you're going to get the impression that it was what? That it was talking about the Suda, that we moved to the Suda. It says, Machalfe Suda Sayo, no? Chafis Udasao, so what do we do? So let's see what the pshat is behind this. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Rashi says it was a home and home. So please get this. So why did Rashi not say that they just both flipped the suitors in 1 year? Beis Yosef asked this kash as well. So he wants to say the following. If we're talking about that they came to eat with each other, the guy that came to eat was not fulfilling Shalach Manas. And you can't tell me that he sent Shalach Manas. So what's, besides for the Suda, what's the Chiddush? So I want to suggest the following, okay? I want to suggest the following. Let's see if the Taz says this, but I want to say it outside first. I was thinking that this goes well with the Nafkamina, that Shalach Manas to facilitate food for the Suda. As long as we create a reciprocal relationship, I've done that by coming over to your house. I've agreed to it. So it's kind of like Adam Chashev giving you Hana. It's like Adam Chashev giving you Hana. So you come over to my house, so you've given me the ability that we've made the schedule that next year we're going to do a home and home. That's esoteric, but maybe that's based on Lamaisa. So that's what Rashi means to say. That's how we want to be Masbrit. You follow me? That's Lamaisa we want to say. See, the Chiddush Yan Sheshem says on the Rif, they said sent their own separate Shalach Manas like Yonatan said. So what's the Chiddush? That no one should be alone for their own Suda. You have to eat together with people. Okay? So therefore they went to eat to be Marba the Simcha. But they all each send their own Shalach Manas. But that's not the Pashup Shad in Rashi. And the Taz writes that Rashi says, the Chiddush of the Gemara is they made it tonight that every year they would do a home and home. So I would think that's like borrowing. That's not considered like Shalach Manas. What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? The Chiddush of the Gemara is that what? What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? That since they made this home and home, it's not considered like borrowing. But if they would eat the same b'shana achas, zeh etzol zeh, both in zeh, they would say that that's a borrowing. If you'd swap back and forth, that would look bad. So Rashi wants to say the Chiddush is they're not borrowing. But I'm adding on our pshat. that it's Yimar B'Shalom and Am L'Chaveru, it's good. If it's Yimar B'Shalom and Am L'Chaveru, it's good. Ah, you gave me nothing, but you did. By the, you're benefiting it. The Lechem Mishnah says that this guy came to eat by his friend this year. He sent the suda beforehand. In other words, you sent me my food before and you came over and you fulfilled shalach manas like that. You follow me? So in other words, you sent me the shalach manas and let me use the shalach manas for the suda. That's how you fulfill shalach manas, and they did the opposite. You understand what I'm saying? Lechem Mishnah says.
It
doesn't seem to be only the Chachila. So I want you to get down the nafkamina of Mechalfe Sudasayim. Mechalfe Sudasayim. Okay. If you're a bar b'shalom, then it works. Even if I didn't give you anything, because you would give me hanah. If it's a facilitated food for suda, no way. There's no way we could understand Mechalfe Sudasayim like that. Would it have to be that they send shalach manas separately, and then they're just being marbas simply eating the suda together? A 22nd nafkamina.
Rabbi, can you re-gift someone's shalach manas?
That's a good question.
I like that question.
That's a good question. I'm going to write that as 23. 23. No saying odfam. If you hold it to Mirar B'Shalom, then I think if you re-gift it, and the guy finds out, it's a problem. You hurt his feelings. If it's a facilitated food for the suda, who cares?
Who cares about people?
Would be, not who cares about people, but we're not as makbid. No sin odpan. But what's Purim Mishuleshes? What is Purim Mishuleshes? Please get it down. Friday is the 14th of Adar, 15th is Shabbos, 16th is Sunday. What do you do? Friday you read the Megillah Matanos Sevyonim. According to most poskim, 16th is the Suda and Shalach Manas. Because Shalach Manas always has to go with the Suda. You can't divorce them from each other. That's if it's the facilitated food for the Suda. But if you hold that what? That it's maybe the Mar B'Shalom, then maybe you could do the Shalach Manas L'mais on a different day of the Suda. Maybe Shalach Manas could be done on Shabbos L'mais, and maybe you could do the Suda on Sunday. You understand how that's a nafkamina? You got that? Want me to repeat it? Purim Shalas is a 3-day Purim. 14th is on Friday. You do Shalach Manas and Matanas. No, you do Megillah and Matanas Avyonim. Because you read the Megillah, you read about Danina. And even spread their hands out for the money. So Matanas Avyonim always goes with the Kriyas Megillah. Sunday, where we possibly do the Suda, and you do Shalach Manas, because according to the Tshuva Nesha, it goes hand in hand, right? So if it's a facilitated food for the Suda. Shabbos, you just read Parshas Purim, the Mafter. Shabbos, you just read Parshas Purim. Can't read Megillah on Shabbos, because here's I've read Rabbis, which is Rabbin, like Rabbin. But if you hold this to be Mar B'Shalom, maybe you can split the two. Do Shalach Manas on Shabbos and Suda on Sunday. You follow me? They don't have to go hand in hand. And can you re-give it? I think that's another nafkamina. If you're going to hurt the guy, then Mar B'Shalom, forget about it. You can't do it. It's a possibility it might hurt the guy. Maybe you shouldn't do it. But if as long as you know for sure, the guy won't see it ever again. But if it's a facilitated food for the Suda, why not? Re-give it. So it comes out we have 23 nafkaminas, the Maisa.
Michael Jordan.
23 for Havdalel of Avdolos. Only Cheshiv is Michael Jordan's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave him the great talent to be the greatest basketball player in the world. You can't say he's great on his own. It's Lo Sechanim. You have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the talent. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
He worked hard.
Now let's close. That's true, he did. He definitely did. Now what do we close with this? Let's close with the Gemara about the Suda. Guys, let's close with the Gemara about Suda. Let's see the next din. Let's go. What is Tosis quote? Do you shall me? It's an additional song. Right. Rabba Ribzera over the Suda Bahari Adari Ibsum. They got drunk. Kam Rabba Shachte La Ribzera. Poshim Shaz, he killed him. The Miri says he got so sick that his neck got swollen and he died. Lamachar the next day. Boy Rachma Achme, Chias Amesim, Lashon Amalei, Nesim Arvinari, Sudas Purim Bahadadi Adadi. Come to my house and next year Amalei, no. Lobacho Shad Vishad Mishrachish Nisa. Not every year is there a miracle. Says the Baal Amor Bashim Rabbin Ephraim. There is no such thing to get drunk because you shechted him. Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that. He quotes that there is a din. The Ramah says you drink a little bit, go to sleep. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Chai Adam that if you miss Meir, you miss the whole boat. If you drink a little bit, go to sleep, Lamaisa. But it doesn't mean you go, and you only drink wine. Beverage, it's only during the context of Suda, not at night. Not at night. What is the next din? Amar Rav, Suda's Purim Shachal B'Layel Yotzei Do'ei Chavasso. My time in the Mishnah, Simcha Ksiv. What does that mean?
Yeah,
You call him Yotzer the suda in the daytime. What does the Rav Yos say? Different twist. How does the Rav Yos shot in the Gemara? You have to have both night and day. He reads the Gemara that if you only had the one in Lila, you're not Yotzer. You have to have night and day. But the one at night, we don't pass like that Rav Yos, guys. We don't pass like the Rav Yos. And even according to the Rav Yos, I don't think the Chayvin Ish would be at night, Lamais. But we pass in the Maisa. Now, how is it? It's an Isser to get drunk. It's a terrible Isser. What's going on with this? So, because everything was through Yayin. All the Nase with Haman, with the Esther, was everything in Yayin, so you drink a little bit. But Dicker's to go to sleep, because in a state of sleeping, you don't know the difference between the two.
It's the Ramazan,
no? You don't need the difference. But Lamaisa, I'd like to say over to Marshaw. What does the Marshaw write? Please get this. But I want you to know that Shidra Ben Ephraim does away with the whole din. What does the Marshal say? Gemara says about Metzia, there are three things you're allowed to fib a little bit about. You're allowed about, if someone asks if you learned Shas and you did, you can fib a little bit and say you didn't. Someone asks you in Yane Sneas, Lamaisa, you can fib a little bit. If someone asks you, were you just with your wife? It's not proper. The guy shouldn't ask the question. You don't have to answer him. You don't. And then the answer is if you walk home from someone's home on Shabbos from lunch and they ask you, was it good? It was great. You can lie and say it was good. Because you say it's great, everyone's going to go to his house and even out of house and home. So the word pariah means a yoni snias, means a bed. That's what Rashi says. Marsha says it doesn't mean a bed. It means purim. It means you can lie about it, reach the level of adal yoda. I hold like that Marsha. Even if you're not on that level, you can fib and say, you have to be very careful never to do an avera, God forbid, embarrass someone. He has a scary tshuva, Rav Avadia, about embarrassing someone in public on Purim. Even though the Rama says if you damage someone's property by accident or at a wedding or on Purim, he says you're potter from paying, but it doesn't mean if you're mavayish and barabim, bush and barabim, chayv misa, chelik ein lomom haba. So you have to be very careful, Lomais and Rav Avadia is a blazing tshuva, scary tshuva. It's crazy, it's an atheist. He says you've cut down saplings. You have to be very careful never to mavayish, use a Purim, to mavayish someone barabim. But I wanted to say, by the fact that the Sholach Monis and the Suda are put together in the Gemara geography, shows that it's a raya for what? It's a raya for the Truma Zadeshin. And if you looked in the Rambam, did you notice he put Sholach Monis in the same halacha as a what? As a Suda too. That also might highlight, like the Truma Zadeshin, that it's a chelik of the Suda. You understand what I'm trying to say? How we're learning in Zalamdin that Sholach Monis is what is a chelik of the Suda. Both from the geography of the Gemara, and there were two the geography of the Rambam as well. So we have to be very careful, Lamaisa, not to become shikr, Lamaisa. You go to sleep, not to avayah someone. Simcha, Kabbalah Sater, we'll talk about that. We have a lot still we got to do. We only covered one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, Shalach Manz and Suda. We have to talk about Tainis Esther, the Sefer Megillah. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll get back on Sefer Tzuvah. Let's stop Mincha, guys. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.